What about the issue of using systemic therapy to, quote, convert someone from non-surgically resectable to resectable? Is that a strategy that makes sense?
Well, it's talked about. I'm not sure it really happens. There's a publication from the Bismuth Group in France that talks about making patients resectable who are initially unresectable. There's an occasional patient who has a bulky tumor that maybe spans a couple of lobes of the liver and you get a major response and you can do a lesser operation. So it's true that you can imagine cases where you downstage, but I think for the most part what we do is we figure out who has favorable biology and who doesn't. My surgeons luckily don't tell patients, well, Dr. Vanook is going to shrink the tumor and then we're going to do the resection, because that's really unrealistic, mostly.